This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The signs are multiplying, the pressure mounting. Look to the east and you see the fracturing. Reports from Tehran speak of a carefully orchestrated display of power following the passing of Ali Khamenei. A massive security operation, the Basij militia mobilized. This is not mourning, but a desperate attempt to contain the inevitable. Edom's tools are showing cracks, fissures widening under the weight of their own corruption. Yeshayahu 34 speaks of a kingdom brought low, its pride shattered. This is not a lament for a fallen leader, but a glimpse of Edom's weakening grip, a precursor to the judgments that are unfolding. The timing, amidst regional chaos, is no accident. Yahuwah exposes weakness. He reveals the fragility of those who oppose his covenant. And the unrest doesn't remain contained within Iran's borders. The escalation in Eastern Europe, the targeting of Kiev and Odessa, this is Edom orchestrating conflict, a continuation of centuries of destabilization. They seek control of vital resources, of trade routes, and the modern state of Israel remains silent, complicit in these schemes. They offer no true refuge to the scattered remnant, focused solely on the preservation of their illegitimate state. Devarim 28 warns of expulsion and suffering, of Israel scattered among the nations. This is not random tragedy. This is the fulfillment of prophecy. Edom's hand is heavy upon the exiled, but Yahuwah remembers his promises. The brazen display of power from the so-called nation of Israel, the B-2 bomber launching anti-ship weaponry, is not a drill. It is a proclamation of dominance, a flexing of muscle in a region steeped in ancient covenant. This is a demonstration of intent, a clear threat to maritime traffic, and a direct assertion of control. Yahuwah has long foretold of conflicts surrounding his land and people, and the actions of the Israeli regime align perfectly with these unfolding judgments. They seek to establish a false kingdom built on the backs of the exiled and the disregard for Yahuwah's law. We, the remnant of Israel, must not be deceived by the spectacle of modern warfare. Look closer, and you see the deceit woven into every negotiation. Qatar and Pakistan facilitating talks between the U.S. and Iran. This is not a pathway to peace, but a calculated maneuver by the forces of darkness to maintain their grip on the region. The Islamabad Accord, a funeral pause, a temporary reprieve designed to lull the remnant into complacency while the true enemies continue to plot their subjugation. These nations are not allies of Israel. They are instruments of Edom, used to advance a globalist agenda that seeks to dismantle the ancient covenant. Yahuwah's people must not be misled by promises of temporary relief. The public dispute between Trump and the Saudi crown prince over Iran. This is not a clash of personalities, but a symptom of a deeper struggle for control. The nations of Edom seek to dictate terms in the land promised to Israel, operating under the delusion that they can control the flow of events. They are unaware that Yahuwah's hand is upon his covenant people, that his purposes will not be thwarted. The modern state of Israel, emboldened by Western backing, views Iran as an obstacle to its regional hegemony, mirroring the pattern of Esau seeking to usurp the birthright of Jacob. These are not isolated incidents. These are the tremors before the earthquake, the escalating conflict, the fracturing alliances, the deceptive negotiations. They all point to one inevitable conclusion. The great and terrible day of Yahuwah is drawing near. Yahal 2 speaks of cosmic signs, of judgments upon the earth. The heat waves, the boiling oceans, these are not merely environmental concerns. They are tangible manifestations of Yahuwah's intensifying judgment upon a wicked world. We are the watchmen called to sound the alarm, to expose the deceit, to reveal the truth, and to prepare the scattered remnant for the coming storm. The world is blinded by its own ambitions, deafened by its own arrogance. But Israel, the covenant people, must awaken. We must remember our heritage, reclaim our identity, and stand firm in the face of adversity. The nations may rage, the empires may crumble, but Yahuwah reigns. Yahusha is sovereign over all kingdoms. and he will ultimately restore his people and establish his righteous dominion. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.